Kedvach. We're up to Shin Pei Ches, Sif Zayin. I'd like to give the Olam an extra Yashar Koach for coming tonight, the night before Bedikas Chametz. It's it's a bit difficult. I think the women, the Eishes Chayels, I think deserve even the Sheachah, deserve even a bigger Yashar Koach for letting you off the hook.
They want to thank you.
They want to thank you, depending on the wife. Baruch Hashem. Actually, it was interesting because we're going to see Mitzvah Hashem in this halacha in the Ramah is geboit on a shaila which was asked to the Tshuvas Maram on Erev Pesach during Bir Chometz. And he writes, he started doing Bir Chometz, but because of the Oymik Hashaila, he has to answer quickly, and then that was geboit to halacha which we're going to learn in Mitzvah Hashem and Sif Zayin. So if I say it's a timely thing, it's a masugah to learn this halacha of Moisa before Pesach. I'm not sure exactly why. I'll leave it up to the Megabalim. But anyway, we're up to Sif Zayin. I hope to do, if time allows, I hope to do Sif Zayin and Sif Ches. Sif Zayin, the first part of Sif Zayin is Toyim V'Nitin. I'm going to try to go through it a little quicker than normal, because I want to focus on the second half of Sif Zayin, which is Erev Geshmak, Halacha L'Maisa, and Sif Ches. Okay. The Maccabi says the following. Mi sheyeshu lav edim shemasa mamun chaveroi. If you have edim, that he was a Moisa. Reuven was Moisa Shemin, Kagoin Shehera Meyatzmoi, either showed it by himself, Oisha Ne'enas, or he was forced, Venosa Venosan, and he did a Moisa B'Yadayim, which we said before, the Machab holds, even if you're forced, if you're Nos Venosan, you're Chayiv. Velo Yaduhu Edim, and the Edim are unaware of Kama Hifsidu B'Misirasai. One thing we know is that he was Hifsid B'Misirasai, we know that the guy was a Moisa. We just don't know how much. And the Nimsa claims that, what do you mean, I lost $100,000 from this with legal fees and who knows what. And the Moisa says, nothing doing. It couldn't have been $100,000. So now we have a problem. This is a Toyim V'Nitin Shaila. You have a Machlekes Moisa versus Nimsa. What's going on? The Nimsa obviously knows firsthand exactly how much he lost. He's a Tainus Bari. And the Moisa is arguing and says, I wasn't mafsid you so much. The halacha is im tafas hanimsa, if the nimsa chaps the money, ein mitzion miyadoi, you can't take it away from the nimsa. The nimsa chaps a whole $100,000 from the maisa, he has it. Ella navas nishba benikitas chayfetz bezecha b'masha tafas. He's going to have to make a shur benikitas chayfetz, and with that he'll be able to keep b'masha tafas. He can keep. Nikitas chayfetz means it's a special type of shvu. It's a shvu chamur. It's not just like a shvu seset. It's a shvu chamura. He has to hold on to a sefer Torah, whatever it is, and he makes a dvar mitzvah, and he makes a shvu. V'zeichu b'mashat tofes, and with that he can keep the money that he seized. V'yesh ha'imim b'sveka d'dinu lo ma'ani tvisa. And others say, by sveka d'dinu, you can't have a tvisa. What's going on here? I should really give you a backdrop. There's a halacha, the normal, if there's a toyim v'nitin, and I tiny, you owe me money, you tiny, no. You're going to win. Your mukhsuk is going to win. You might have a shvuas heses. If it's a moide b'mikzas, you'll have a shvuas derais of a moide b'mikzas. But always the holder, the mukhsuk, is going to win. Possession is 9/10 of the law. He's always going to win. However, when you have somebody who you can't give a shvuas to, because he's pasul, because he did an avli, he was a gazlan, he was a mazik, whatever it is, he can swear. You don't allow this guy to swear. It's not believed with his shvua. So now we're stuck. So what do we do? So came along Chazal and said, if you, in such a case where the gazlan is supposed to be making the shvua, believe the b'miksas, and he can't because he's a gazlan, we are mahapich the shvua. We take the shvua away from him and we give it to the nigzal. So the nigzal's advantage, and the nigzal now can make a shvua and take it from the gazlan. It was a takana to allow the nigzal to get repaid. We have this takana by a nigzal, we have this takana by a nizik, we have this takana in many situations. The Gemara has a shayla, yiboyeluhu, did we make this takana by a moiser or not? A moiser-nimser relationship, where the moiser is possible, we're going to see, Yetzashem Sifches, he's possible, Eidus ul-Shvua. So this moiser who can't swear, did we take away his shvua and give it to the nimsa and allow the nimsa to make a shvua and collect whatever he wants? Obviously, he has to make a shvua, but if he claims it was $100,000, $100,000 it is. He claims half a million it is. And the moiser is going to be stuck. He's going to have to cough up the money. Did we make this takana or not? That was the shayla of the Gemara. And it was the boy, the lo yifshita. The Gemara doesn't have a pshitas to the shayla. So whenever you have a teiku in halacha, it's a suffix. It's a sveika dedina. It's a suffix in the Gemara. Now there's a makloikis rishainim Bavus Maklek is Ramam and Taiz is in a Rosh, whatever. So Maklek is Rishayna. When you have something which is a Sveika Dedina, are you allowed to be Taifis or not? It's really not for tonight, it's really talk for Kayin, it's a whole Sugya Arucha, Shreya Sugya, but basically the Rama holds you could have a Tvisa, you can make a Tvisa, which is the Shitas of Machaba, and the Rama goes like Taisis, that you cannot make the Tvisa. So what happened over here is that the Nimsar would like to make the Shrua, it's a Baidullah of Shetah, we can't give him that Shrua because it's a Mitzvah Mekavarel of Araya, but he was clever, he snatched the money, so now he's the Muxik. He was did a Maisa Tvisa. So if you hold like the Rambam, you can make the Tvisa. You could be Taifis even if there's Sveka Dedina. So now that he's Muxik, so he could say, yes, you could believe in Nimsa with a Shrua. He's Muxik, he could tie into that. So all he has to do is make a Shrua, but Nikita's Kaifis and he'll win. And Taisa says, your Tvisa after Sveka Dedina is not going to work. And my Mele, we disregard your Tvisa, you got to give it back. And the Maisa will win, and the Nimsa won't be able to keep the money. So that's these two Shitas. The Machaba holds. The Machaba holds like the Rambam, and the Rambam holds like Tosis. And that's what, if you look in this man, Sifkan Chavalot, that's what he says, the Baidullah Yefshatu b'Gemara, he also takana b'nimsa liyas nemun b'shvua, lito k'mo shetiknu b'nigzal v'lo yefshita. V'tzvirle al Rambam de Mahani b'y Tvisa, v'riva rash v'yulei Tosis holds lo Mahani kivin du sveika dedina. From an Ashkenazi, and you know, yeah, back and forth, and then they go to a Hasidic Shavazin, yeah. Good, so that's going to be the Shaila here. Good? That's the 2 days. Now, again, I'm going to try to go through this a little quicker. There are many Yesedis here, so I'm going to mention the Yesedis, just the Da'ilim could have packed them forever, for life, but really they're not our Inyonim. First of all, I guess we should start from the beginning. Look at this massive cotton chaf, he touches it up, that this whole shaila, whether we made a takon or not, is only if there were edim. Aval me'enol of edim, but if there's no edim to begin with, there were no edim that it was a maisa, then we don't have the shaila. Then you don't have a takonis nigza, you don't have a takonis maisa that you can make a shvua. So then they're going to be stuck. So all you have to do is yeshava lahesa shalei masrei, the maisa will have to make a shvua hesas that it was lay masrei, and it'll win. It's like any other toin vinin that the muksik makes a shvua hesas when it's a bari against the bari. But what we're talking about was like the makabis, mishi esha lav edim shemasa. So then it comes the shaila of the Gemara, did they make this takono or not? If you look in the Shach on Sivkot Nuchav Tes, he has a bomb kasha on the Mechab, it's not just Mechab, it's Rishonim. He's taking on Rishonim now. Look at the Shach Sivkot Nuchav Tes. Oysha ne'enas of Nosem Nosem Beyad. Be'em is kinkos of a Rambam. The Rambam says the exact same halacha that we're talking about, even if he was ne'enas, Menosem Nosem Beyad. Ve'chenu be'yishushan. Dimiboy v'lo yivshita. Avokashuli zfrek the Shach be'ne'enas. Pishlam in a normal case. He was a Moisa. He did something that he shouldn't have been doing. So then we have the Shaila of the Gemara. Did we take away his Shvu and give it to the other party to be Goiva? But if he was a Nenas, he was forced. So Nanich, Nenas is Chayev, Ava Benenas, V'nosem Nosem Biyad, Heiche Neima Hudu Boi Dola Yivshata. How could you say that this was also part of the Shaila of the Gemara? Holoimi Boi Bishas, Ela B'Moisa, the whole Gemara's Shaila was by Moisa, Namanda Doin Dinu Nagami, that he did something wrong. Ava Benenas, V'nosem V'nosem Biyad, but it was a nenas for nasam nasam biyad. The check has a dual kasha going on here. We'll say ava bananas for nasam nasam biyad. First of all, he's not a moisa. He's not doing a bediba. He's not just doing a gamri. He's a mazik biyadayim v'lav garmihu. Says a whole shayla gemara was by a moisa because he's a shayla of garmi. So the shayla was a garmi dika moisa. Did they make a takana? But someone who's emes a mazik avada by a mazik they made the takana. That we know algamena that the mazik avada has a takana. So if it's nasam nasam biyad, he's a mamish a mazik avada he's passed a takana. And to frek the shach a second kasha the other way around. Upshito, if we were going to talk about our case, where he's a mazik be diamond, he was nenas the lo shag takana is nigzal the onusu. He's a noinis. He's a kosher yid. He's a noinis. He had to do what he did. He was threatened. He's not nifsal. Even shenenas. He was nenas. And people try to give terus and rachashuch and preach. There was no real good terus of shach's kasha. The shach kasha is a bomb. Is that the whole shayla of the Gemara was by a moisadik agarmi. But if it was a mazik mamish, we know he did a takana for mazik. And leidikiso, if he was nenas, we know Yizichah don't have the takana. The whole brother, the takana was that the Gazan can't swear, Mazik can't swear. So we take away the shur. He did something wrong. We take away the shur from him. He's a chashu. We give it to the other side. But in this case, where the guy was a nenas, he was forced to do it. So he's a nish kasha. Avada is chayv to pay. We said before, good, but he's a nish kasha. So Avada wouldn't have the whole shal of the Gemara, because the whole Gemara was only if he did something wrong. He didn't do anything wrong. So Avada, he should be believed. So he blies Turki in Gona. All right. But notwithstanding, he still have a mechaba and Rambam and Rishonim otherwise. Good. Now, be'emes, there are two ways to read the Gemara Shaila. It's Makhlekes Rishonim. You'll see it's Makhlekes, even Lahalak Lamaisek Saisen Shach. The Gemara had a Shaila by a Moisa who was a Garmi. Did we make the Takana or not? I should tell you that there were two Takanas made. There was one for a Nigzal and one for a Mazik. The Takana of a Nigzal was an extreme. Even if the Gazan is a Bari Faket, I did not steal from you this so much. Still, we give the Nigzal the upper hand and he's allowed to make a shua and be goyva money. Means we went today by a Gazan, we don't care even if the Gazan is Machesh and Bebari. By a Mazik, the only time we did this Takana is if I broke something in your house, and I don't know how much it was, I burnt down your house, and you claim you had millions of dollars worth of furniture. I had no idea, right? So I'm a Shema and you're a Bari. So Be'etzem, even then, I would be believed. I just make a Shua, I'm a Shema, whatever it is, I'm Pata, I only have to pay whatever I have to pay. But in this case, we made a takon and they gave it to the Nizik that the Nizik can make the shul. But if I'd be a bari if I cared, if I would say I for sure wasn't mazik you more than $10 and you claim $1 million, we didn't make a takon, I'm going to be believed. Or be a regular mitzvah to be mixes, I make a shul and I'll be believed. Means the takon of Nigzal was so strong that even if the Gazan was a bari if I cared, the Nigzal has the upper hand. The takon by a mazik wasn't so strong. It's only if the mazik is a shema, not if the mazik is a bari. That's just the backdrop. Now, the Gemara de Shiloh by Moisa, did they make the Takana or not? It's a Machlokes Rishonim, which Takana are we referring to? Rabbeinu Tam holds that the Takana of every Mazik, for sure we have. That's a Dava Pasha. Avada, who's going to think that a Moisa is worse? Avada, that Takana we're going to for sure have. The whole Shiloh of the Gemara was, did they give Moisa, since Moisa is such a Shlecht Azach, did they give him the stronger Takana, like as if he would be a Gazlan? Did they give him a takana, the nimsa takana, that he could be goyva with his shvui, even if the mice is a bari faket? If the mice is a shema, that's not even shalga the gemara, it's a dava pasha, it's not a boy the lifshita. The whole gemara shalga was if he's a bari. That's what Rabbeinu Tam had he learned the gemara. It means the whole shalga gemara was if the mice is worse than a mazik, if the mice is like a gazlan. The reholds faket, the reholds that the whole gemara shalga was that they give the mice all together the takana. Because maybe a Moise is less than a Mazik. A Mazik is a Mazik B'yadayim. Or a Moise is only a Mazik only B'garmi. Maybe for Garmi, we didn't do the Takana. Come to Isai Tari, even if the Moise is a Shema. Well, Nosem Nosem B'yad is the next step. It's a Mazik B'yadayim. That's what the Shak's Taina was. Shak is asking.
No, but the Ri was saying this.
The Ri is saying that the Gemara Shaila could be the Shaila is in all places. But the Gemara Shaila is a regular. Well, the Gemara says it's talking about Garmi. That we know the Gemara is talking about a regular Moise, which is only Garmi. The Gemara has that Shaila. We know that. But the Ri says that the Shaila was because maybe Moise is even lighter than a Mazik. It means even if the Moise is a Shema, the Nimsa will not be able to win with a Shua. Or maybe he will be able to win with a Shua. That was the Shaila of the Gemara. The Nafkamin is that now we know it's an Abayi de la Yifshita. What was the Nibayi de Levshita? Lori Abayi Natam, the Nibayi de Levshita is only when the Maiser is a Bari. But when the Maiser is a Shema, for sure we'll have the Takana. That wasn't part of the Nibayi de Levshita. And like the Ri, even if the Maiser would be a Shema, that was part of the Nibayi de Levshita. And the Nafkamina is how we're going to see. Let's continue in the Mechaba. Now go back to this Halakha, because Mechaba continues. Even the Mechaba right now, the Mechaba says, V'amayse koyfe b'mashatonu. The Kimta the Mechaba has is the Mayse himself was a Bari Faket. He's koyfe b'mashatonu. That was the Shaila. And then therefore the Mechaba continues, V'yesh mishoima, shema Mayse oime, eini yudea kama v'sadato. If the Mayse would only be a Shema, because I don't know kama v'sadato ayodi, then Yeshava nimsa v'yito, that wouldn't be even a Shaila, that would be a Dava Pashat. You could win. Because like Rabbeinu Tam, that wasn't part of the Shaila. The whole Shaila was when the Moiser is a Bari Faket, not when he's a Shema. The Shach argues, the Shach Paskins like, He holds a Kama Rishonim. If you look in the Shacks of Cotton Lamed Zayin, in the middle he says Gamash Apasik Mashal Sham Kra Ben Hatam Einir Ali the Pashut Sugya Mash Makari. And the last line of the Shach is Bahanir Eka Kari the Gambezem Miboy Leshas. He also took on his Nigzal Aloy on Misvekel Amafkinum Amoyna Kei Nir Ali. So the Shach at least holds a Betari Sofik. Could be he holds in Gansani Pasuk like the Ri that this is also by the Levshet and he argues with the Mechava and the Ksois and Silkat and Zayin. Argues with the Shach and Pasul like the Rabbeinu Tam. If you look at the end of the Ksais of Kotan Zayin, the last three lines, he says, V'lochein nir ikka g'divri Rabbeinu Tam, V'chein mashma mistim b'tivri HaShulchan Aruch, Shakasa v'amoysa kaifib, O'mashma b'batoin shema, V'adi nishba nimsa v'noito, V'avagav the Shach daita d'loik Rabbeinu Tam, Nir nikka divri HaShulchan Aruch, V'gam haramo, Sholohevi das hachok, Nir disfila g'divri HaShulchan Aruch, Z'yev ha-machaba, Stimus ramo, and he passed the Rabbeinu Tam. So it's halacha l'maisa, machlokes Shach and Ksois, down to the wire, how we're going to pass in here. But that was the child of the Gemara, so boy d'lo yifshita. Good. Now, like I said, it's really toin v'nitin. I know that it's a takana, but it's really totally under a lot of things. We made a takana by Gaza and Amazek, and to do the sugya properly, we would need a whole arichas, and I'd rather move on. But there is a major kasha on this whole story. And the kasha is that v'nitvi, the mois agrees that he was mazik something. It's a mois b'miktas, that's for sure. He's made to say, just you tying it was $1 million, and I tying it was only $10. But he knows that something, so he's a made to mix us. And the Moise can't swear because he's Pasol Eidus L'Shua. We have a concept when every time you have a made to mix us, you have a concept of Mechui Shua, Ve'en Yochel Yishov and Meshalim. Normally, a made to mix us could be part of with a Shua. But if he can't make that Shua, then he's stuck. Then he's going to have to pay. So here, however you're going to learn this, without the takana, you have a regular case, the guy is pashas of moedah b'miktas, and he cannot make a shvua, so it should be a mechuyah shvua v'ni yochel yishov v'mesham. This is $1 million kasha, and the shach asked it in Sivkot and Lamed Vav. I'm going to go through the shach pretty quick. He has a bunch of terutzim to this kasha, but okay, the shach says, v'yeshli ledakteik, in the second line of Sivkot and Lamed Vav, v'yeshli ledakteik, the tepuk, Lahu belav haki hakiven shamoyse moide shevsidoi ve'ino yodea kama havle moide b'miktzas v'alashar ino yodea the kaim olon davim le mechui shvu ve'ino yochli shavam meshalim v'shekenegdo afilu shvu loybody. He is telling me you wanted to make a takana that the nimsa be gegoyver with a shvua. In fact, the shach better yet, he's a moide b'miktzas. He can't make a shvu. It's mechui shvu ve'ino yochli shavam meshalim. He should have to pay even if the yana doesn't make a shvu to be gegoyver. What's going on? So Shach has a bunch of truths, and I'm going to skip. If you look, yes, like...
Without Tvisa also.
Yes, Dan, without Tvisa and Echanami.
No, you see both things.
Correct, 100%. So if you look like five lines later, towards the end of the line, he says, V'nirli letaretz, the efsha, the Rabbeinu tam v'ri soivrim, this Shach is mali yisaydis, but the efsha, the Rabbeinu tam v'ri soivrim, k'mosha k'safti leo simishim peivav sivkot n'yod, b'shem ha-ramban, the b'chol dine de gami, ein ishboin shvu satayre, since Moses gaboit on gami, and we're talking about Garmi. By Garmi, there's a special halacha that there's no Shavuos HaTorah, so you wouldn't have the whole concept of Moedah B'miktas. Inami, another teretz, K'mashek Safti, L'elsim, Shimpeh, Vav, Sivkon, Ha'aluf. The Sfira, L'ri, V'shar, V'aliyates, is the din in the Garmi, is the Rabbonin. We only say that concept when it's a Shavu D'Raisa, not by a Shavu D'Rabbonin. If you skip the next, go to the next line towards the end of the line, you have the third teretz. Oidei shleimo, demayi do'ima ha-moisa, heilech amashev sidoi. Heilech, you know, my moedah b'miktas is only chayv v'shava if I still owe you the money, but if I give you the amount that I moedah that I owe you, heilech, here's the money that I vadi owe you, and the rest, go jump in the lake because I deny it. So then you don't have the shru of moedah b'miktas. So we're talking about a case where he paid him up right away, he's tying him, heilech, take the money. Oy, sheyesh le kinegdoi biyada nimsa, or the nimsa already has his money, so it's like heilech. Let's say the nimsa is a nifkad from his pekod, and the nimsa has money of his, whatever it is, so you don't have the din of moedah b'miktas anymore. Another teretz. Okay, we take the verash b'tshuva v'arosh l'marati teretz acher. The kivin dol habele l'moisa leida kama hevsidoi. Famous isoy the l'shayik loyim adavi mechuyev shvua. The only time we say mechuyev shvua v'en yakol l'shava mishalim, we throw the book at the guy if he can't make a shvua, is if he should have known the amount. So something suspicious that he denies knowing the rest. He's signing a chresench. I don't know the rest and amount. So here's mechuyev shvua v'en yakol l'shava mishalim because he's signing that he doesn't know. Here she didn't have to know how much it was because she didn't have to know. We don't have the concept mechuyev shuvah in yochala shavah mishalim. Sorry,
we're not talking about einu yada.
He doesn't know the rest.
No, he says koyfer.
He knows. Oh, you mean if he will know that it's for sure? I wasn't masik you anymore. You mean?
Right. That's still called.
You mean the case of that case? I hear. So it's the case. Nakum. The case was: is you tain it's $1 million, and I'm taino b'masha taino, and I'm saying it's for sure wasn't. And
right, so
and if he doesn't, with this case, you mean he taino for some reason he knows that it was for sure not. So you won't have it. Good. Good. All right. And then if you go on, like a line and a half before where it says v'risi babak, the new paragraph, he says oyd nirli l'taretz afilu l'mashia leitzi l'el karam and v'siyata daf b'dovet sholav l'eida arminu m'chuy yishuv v'en yachal yishav v'mishalem yishlem v'derem v'en otam v'ri b'taisis u'poiskim mairi kan sh'nimsa moida sh'maisa eini yadeya, where the nimsa is agrees, he understands why the maisa shouldn't know v'chagav n'kasav tisham du l'kuli amro l'arminu m'chuy yishuv v'en yachal yishav v'mishalem. Okay, it's a lot of yisaitis. I know I'm doing this quick, but even if the Eilam chaps half of it, it's also shen kedai. All right, but that's the yisait. Now, going back to Ramah, the Ramah injects in here another halacha. Vim yadu bir hadvarim. If we know not only that it was Maisa, but we also know how much money he had to pay off the Tsar, how much the legal fees were. And what's the problem? Just the Maisa time is that maybe you could have done better with the Tsar, you could have negotiated a better deal, or maybe you had to pay off some of that amount for a different cheshbon. It wasn't all because of this Maisa Mesira. We had such a dintar like this. The guy was Maisa, and he argued later maybe some of the legal fees were for something else. But we know what the legal fees were. We know how much the amount was. Not just we know that it was Maisa, but we know the exact amount too. Just he tainis, maybe you didn't need to spend so much money. Then hanimsa nishba v'noita. Then everyone holds, that's not part of the Boy Delivshat, and then everyone holds they have a nishba v'noita. All right. I went through this very quick. I understand. Okay, let's continue. Agaz, Dr. Ramah. V'cholzeh is b'maisa momin. All this is we're talking about, where is maisa momin. But if he was Maisa his guf, he put him into tefisa or whatever it was to get klep, then everyone holds that you could make a nishbayim v'naitlin. He caught him to be captive, to be captured, to be put in jail. That is worse. Now, hoshal is by moment, but if you can cause him jail time or any other type of misira on his guf, then everyone holds he could be nishba v'naitl. Why? Because this is not Maisa of Garmi, this is Mazik B'yadayim. That's the lashon of the Ramah.
So what does he actually pay? Is Nezik?
He has to pay either the Nezik for the Chavala or the amount that he had to redeem himself to get out of prison, right? He had to post bail or whatever it is, post a bond. So all that Haitzoy is to get out of his Mesiris Hagov, he's going to be Chayev for. And that he could be Nishba V'Noitel because this is Mazik B'yadayim. Why is it B'yadayim? $1 million kasha. Very good. So if you look in the shach, on the end of the sixth wide line, Lafini is daiti deloy nihira klal lechalik b'maisa mamayna aigufay aikagon shagom leitfisa. What's a chilek to seif la'avid maisa ela diburuhu v'la mechayev ela mishum dina degami. So what's going on? That's the part of the Shaila of the Gemara. Who cares if he was Garmi on his money or his Garmi on his guf? If the Gemara Shaila was that on Garmi, maybe we didn't make a takana, you should have that over here as well. As I effect the shach, Mamela, if you look towards the end of the shach, I know I'm flying here, I'm sorry, but if you look towards the end of the shach, three lines to the end, the shach says, Hilkoch nira baruch moshe kasafti, the bein masa mamaynoi aigufa imloi osa maise biyodov kugoyin shalika ba'atzma letvisa. If he did that, if he mamish brought him to jail, he did a maise biyadayim and a chanami, then the shach would be moida. But if he didn't do that, v'lo avid ele diburai, so it's only garmi, he only told the sar, he only snitched on the guy, l'mechayv, l'mishum dinin de garmi, v'u b'chlam adaboy l'shas, it's part of the shayla, yosa tekanes nigza b'masa, l'man de done din in the gami. Kay nearly bara. And I only had the Velo Tzakli, Larach Rakmanesha Godol, Adon Maril, Loipozekim, Vinimchuku Akrav, Mashal, Varav, Moram Loblin, Vishakrainim, Olaniz, Daitis, Oktashak, I'm taking everyone on, who Kishkoga Yetim, Lifnea, Shalitim, Ha'elam. He took everyone on, he says, not true, even if you're Moisa Gov, you're part of the same Shaila.
How is Moisa Gov considered not Garmi? It's still Garmi.
It's still Garmi, that's the Shak's Kash.
No, even if he's.
No, if I pick the guy, if I bring the guy, I schlep him, I force him to come, so I'm doing a Maisa Vyadayim.
But I didn't do the Hezek to him.
What's the Hezek?
I didn't do the Hezek. I didn't clap him. I didn't hit him. I mean,
but I put him in that position. It's got that some of the Achranim ask on the Shak that even if you bring it, still up to, ultimately it's up to the Sar's decision to take him or not. So at best, it's vital only like a type of a Garmi. Maybe that's what you mean to ask. But okay, but the Ksois argues with the Shak. Sort of based on the same Lashitosim. The Shach learned that the Gemara Shaila, the Shach passes like the Ri. So the Gemara Shaila was maybe Mois is more Kal than every Mazik, because it's only Garmi. So he says it's also only Garmi. The Ksais learns that whatever you have by every Mazik, Avadi going to have here too. The whole Shaila was maybe Mois is worse. Now, there happens to be Allah, which I didn't tell you, is that Adkan we were talking about Gazlan and Mazik. Right, but now there's alok mazik moment. Now there's alok mazik guf nechbal. There we zikha made the takono that he has a right to be nishba v'noitel all the way. So meila zok teksoi. Since the whole gemara shala was only to make the moisa worse than a mazik, so that's when you're talking about mazik moment. If you're doing a mazik and a guf, so the gemara shala could only be to make it worse than a mazik guf. Well, every nechbal we know we made the takono all the way, so the gemara would never have a shala by a moisa on a guf. Because it's poshut, whatever is by a nechbal, it's going to be by a moisa. Our whole gemara was to make moisa worse. So the ksais is lishitase, the shak is lishitase. The ksais is memela, the ramah is gerecht. Now it happens to be lahalach, we pass them like the ramah, it's a churishai, it's a many achreinim. What the reason exactly is that we know the ksais is reason, I can't tell you the exact reason. Shak's kasha is aizen akasha. But halach la maisa, we hold that yes, a moisa guf is worse. Just that's what you should remember. Okay. While we're at it, you should look at a very important tivka and chav gimel. We had a din Torah recently on this as well. The Sma says, "Havik mazik biyadayim." What did I do? I caused him a tfisa. I caused him to be beaten up. Well, the marivayel, if you look in the truth in Sima Chav Ches, v'sayim shom in the marivayel, after toin shalei tafsu mishum shehikeu, I taina that you know why you were put in jail wasn't because you hit me. See, what happened? You hit me, and I was moisa on you, and I caused you to be put into tefisa. I filed a claim. It wasn't a humanitarian claim. It was a criminal charge against you that you beat me up, manslaughter, whatever the case was, and I'm going to get you and put you in jail. So you were placed in jail. So now, I taina, the reason, well, you got beaten up, I taina, that's not the reason why you're placed in jail, because of my claim. No, because the reason is because Allah Mishum Shabarak is because you tried to fight it, and you blew the fighting. You tried to run away, and they caught you, so they saw that you're really a criminal or whatever it was, and therefore they threw the book at you. Or you lied in court. Look, I just did a very criminal charge. But then when you went into court, you managed to lie through your teeth on 100 things. The judge saw what you were doing. He threw the book at you. All that could have been avoided. You're the one who played that role. All I did was, is I set you up at the beginning. That's true. But if you would have played along, you would never had such terrible damages. You wouldn't have been put into jail. All you would have to do is maybe pay the fine or whatever it was. But you wouldn't have to go as a vayit. Afilo hachi iskai. If still, the person who is a meiser is at fault for everything wrong that comes about. And he says, my raya is a tshuvus maram mirambrug. It was a tshuva. Ram has a case that there was somebody who the government was trying to catch, and he fought back. Reuven was maisa Shimon to the government, so the government's now going after Shimon. And Shimon was trying to fight back. And while they're trying to fight back, so the police took out the guns and shot Shimon and killed him. Zakta Maram, the Maisa is a Retzayak, even though who asked Shimon to fight the charges? If he would have given himself in, he wouldn't have been shot. He could have allowed them, he would have put into jail, been penalized, whatever it is. But all that came from the Maisa. So he has a din. His lashon is Alecha Chirata Litvis Chaver Lokoifu Lachrichul Mishpat. They're just forcing him to come to court. Or Miktaych Shalarata Laniach Lahem Latoysay Hiku Aysay. They beat him up. Vahargo Aysay and they killed him. Vedonolav Maram Koldin Retzek Matam Shein Adam Laniach Atzmi Litvis. That's it. Everyone knows a chazaka that a person doesn't allow himself, doesn't give himself in so easily. So when you were Maisa, you should have taken that into account. Maybe he'll try to defend himself, or try to escape, or try to fight, and something terrible could happen. All that is the achrayis of the moisa. The marshal, we had recently a case, Reuven filed a charge against Shimon, and Shimon was summoned to go to court, and Shimon, whatever the reason is, it's not negeya, but Shimon ended up not showing to court. He was a no-show. So they issued an arrest warrant on Shimon, and they put him in jail. And Reuven pined it. Look, I didn't ask you to make a no-show in court. You could have showed up in court and everything would have been fine. It's your fault that you decided to not show and have an arrest warrant on you. Well, that's this halacha. You should know that people not always respond so nicely when people are trying to chop them. That was the case of Maram. They were trying to koifel achichel mishpat, and he didn't want, and he was killed. Maram said he's a retzeach. So to this guy is going to be achroi for all the haitzayis and everything that happened because the guy tried to defend himself, maybe in a silly way, tried to escape or whatever it was. But all that is nichnas in the Maisa Mesira. All right, let's move on. But if it's a regular toin v'nitin v'hu koifa without any edim, yishav aloi heses. And some say, you can make a shvus heses that you didn't do the maisa misira, but the tzarek lishav aloi lefnei asar, he's going to have to swear in front of the sar shalai masralai. To swear shalai in front of the sar is much easier. You have no one in the room who knows that you're a liar when you're making that shua. So if I taina you a maisa michulila in front of the sar, when you make that shua, make sure to make it in front of the sar, because then you'll look stupid when you're swearing in front of the sar, something that the sar knows that you're lying on. V'ein tzarek, however, zok t'ramah, v'ein tzarek lasas nikiyazu, this extra nikiyaz that you have to do in front of the sar, is elalpi eid echad ha-meid shemasri, only if you have an eid echad who's made that he was meisa him. Avol, ein ha'akum ne'monim dekak, but if the whole testimony is only from a goy, that doesn't count. It's only if you have an eid echad, a yiddish eid echad, then you have to make this extra nikiyaz of swearing in front of the sar.
That you're not supposed to be made if you only
made
a few weeks ago?
No, you're not supposed to be made for court because they'll use the edus more than it is kedin. Here the edus is coming to a bezin to use it that the moisa should have to make a shur in front of the sar. That's fine. That's not more than kedin. That's what the din is. So that's fine. Now, if you look in the shach and siv cotton mem aleph towards the end says, "V'nira da'af harav lo ka'oma ela lafuki she'ena akim ne'monim bekak linin she'yas nikiyazu b'fneim." V'zeh be'emes mashon lochei b'chus maram apiskem mari. The whole case is talking about where we don't know what took place. No one knows the truth, and our whole edus is coming from a guy. So therefore, you don't have to make this extra nikiyas. Avol eino kanami im ham nimsa toin bari shemasrei. If the nimsa himself says, "I know that you're the one who did it. I know that you were meisa me," then tzaras kolasus nikiyas ubifnei hashulchan av she'in sham ei klal. So basically, you have to do this nikiyas whether you have a tainas bari or whether you have an eid echad yisrael. A good eight echad, then you'll have to make the nikiyas. But if only all you have is an eight of a goy, you won't have to make this nikiyas. Okay, adkan is the toin v'nitin part. That's what I was trying to run through. Okay, now let's go to more. Getting back to moisa more to the nitty gritty of moisa. So a lot of lamdus here in a very good shmak. Okay, zokter ramo shnayim shemasru b'yachad. If you have two people who are moisa together. Kol echad mishalom akatzi. Reuven and Shimon was Moisa Levi. They both were in tandem. They went and were Moisa Levi to an Anas or to the Sar. So each one, they have to. It's like Shnaim Sheziko. They have to share and they have saved them 50-50. Each one pays a half of the damage. However, v'im b'zeh achazeh. However, first Reuven was Moisa. Then Shimon went ahead and was Moisa, the same Levi. But Reuven did it first. Then there's a chiddush halacha that our achron is potter. Shimon is going to be potter for his mesira. Why? To call his man shalei nifta mi mesira hari shaino, because Kol's man Levi was still entangled in the court system. He's still entangled in the maisa mesira from Reuven's yet. Hanezik bo migram hari shain. The whole nezik came because of Reuven, the first guy who was maisa. The first maisa is going to have to pay everything. The second maisa really didn't accomplish anything, because without him the exact same thing happened, would have happened, and not only would have happened, so Mazlachin is Hanezek Ba Migram Rishin. It actually did happen. We assume that the whole Nezek came because of Reuven's Maisa Mesira. It's a Chiddush Halacha. You have someone who's Maisa, comes along another guy who's Maisa, You would think that maybe the other guy helped out, or at the very least, is there also a shutif in this Maisa Mesira? No, because everything would have happened still from Reuven, and everything did happen still from Reuven, Memela, you're going to be Pata. The second guy is going to be Pata. Now, if you look in the Berah Goyla, Berah Goyla is Mekatzah, but he says in Oiz Dalet, the third line from the top, if you look in the Chuvis Maram, this is the Mordechai B'Shem Namaram, Ubiyashom. Now, this halacha, by the way, was asked to Maram on Erev Pesach. I told you, when you talk about this, came to him, he says, while he's doing Bir Chametz, he's responding to the Shaila, that if he's still caught up from Reuven's Mesira, then Shimon is not going to be Chayiv. However, he says, Ubiyashom, he's only part of me moment, of a Ye'onish Betanu Ye'is Malkus. He still deserves to get nice clap for patch for what he did, and he has to make tainius, because he shouldn't do a Maisa Mesira ever. Actually, if the lashon is, I'll tell you the whole lashon. It says, "Lifta b'loy klum i'efsho, ki higdo lias chayte v'loy loy, sanega l'katega, v'nase sarso la'vera, onish yonish betanius of a malkius, oy benidi im bar hachi hu." If he's a bar hachi, he should even get a nidi for what he did. So even though, if he could hand off it, you think it's going to take to have its right effect on him. It's a bar hachi that he should deserve the nidi and it'll achieve its results. L'chayra, then you should even put him in nidi for what he did, even though he's going to be pata. Now, what in the world is going on here? Why should this guy be pata? What's going on? Just because of, but I came along and I played a role also. So if you look in the Goins of Katan Mem Dalit, which is really the Mordechai, just very bekitza, he says, "Kumashikasa beperakama of Baba Kama, bechavila." The case was, if there was a fire, there was a chavila that was going to, Reuven set a fire to burn down Levi's crop. And I came, and Shimon came along and threw a twig into the fire, threw something into the fire. So now he was marbe b'chavili, he made the fire even bigger. And the fire went along and burned down Levi's crap. The Zakta Gemara, that if the fire would have done the exact same thing had Shimon not thrown in the extra fire, then Shimon is going to be potter. That whole thing would have happened from Reuven. We didn't need Shimon to play any role. All Shimon did was throw in, even if Shimon made the fire greater.
Faster.
That doesn't say it's going to go faster. Grada, it doesn't say that. It might be enough Gemini, we'll see shortly. It just said he made the fire bigger, so when it got to Levi's field, presumably Levi's field was genizik from both fires, right? You can't differentiate whose fire it is. It's now it should just take a fire. No, but since the whole fire of Reuven's would have done the exact same thing, Memela, Shimon is going to be Potter. Now this happens to be a Machlokes Rishonim, it's Machlokes Rashi and Tosis. Rashi learns the Gemara Maika Ovid, like this Maram, that the second guy is totally Potter. Tosis learns Maika Ovid means that you can't say that the second guy is totally Chayiv. Avadi is a Shutev with the first guy. So they're going to each pay Chatzi. So it's not doesn't stim 100% over here. The Tosis learns that Marbe B'Chavila, both of them are Shutev and Behezik, and each one is going to have to pay half the amount. And here the Maram uses this halacha to say that the second guy is Potter completely. As Neshkefeld, Maram doesn't learn like Rashi, and we grow the Paskin like Rashi, and Tof Yud Ches, if Yud, we Paskin like Rashi, and the second guy is going to be Potter. But you'll see that I think over here that even Tosis is a bit moido. Tosis wasn't moido, but in the normal case of Marbe B'Chavila is, when it got to your field, both of our fires damaged your field. Because some of the fire comes from my wood, some of the fire comes from your wood. So the whole thing would have done from your fire. So the Tosis says, look, but it's still shot from Sheziko. Over here, it's not like there were two Sarim, there were two Anasim who are going to hurt the guy. Reuven told the Anis to hurt Levi, and Shimon told the Anis to hurt Levi. It's the same Anis, exact same fire, it's exact same mazik. That mazik, the complete mazik, would have and did come from Reuven. We didn't need Shimon to do anything to cause the exact same hefset. And here it's Yitalkan, even Tosas would be moida. And I'll show you what I mean. If you look right to the Goin says at the next line, Damin and Shom, another svara, is really the Maram again. He puts two svaras together. Hani mileka de lo ukmi. But if the anis is on his thing, mikli kalya, it's already burnt up. We had this halacha before, is that if I'm Moisa, if I tip off a goy, where to get your money, I'm going to be chayef. However, if the goy knew about your money and he was right there and he was about to take your money anyway, and then I decide to help the anis out and pick it up, well, the anis forces me actually, and I picked it up and I give it to the anis, even though I was nesem and nesem biyad, there the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara says that I'm going to be potter. Why? Because everything happened from the first without me. The anus was there anyway. Umikla kalya. It's already as if it's burnt. And we had this halacha. We had a shaila what this halacha means. We had two pshatim I share with the alum. One pshat the achrayim was, is because it's kilo, it's kvarneva, it's already hefka. Once the anus is already on the money, it's already burnt, you can just give it up. Just mimiyayich, it's already hefka, there's nothing to do, you'll never be able to save it. Mamela, the second guy, did nothing. If that would be the case, it's not so gishmak, our halacha, at least one big gishmak, why is he putting together with Marba B'chavil, it's a whole different lamdis. But our second shot over there, and I think that's what he means here too, is that Ad Khan, when you chayev, like remember we had the case of Taisef, his own shooting an arrow at a keli, and someone else knock breaks the keli, the second guy is chayev, even though the arrow is about to break it, because the second guy broke it in a way that the first guy didn't break. I mean, it wasn't with the arrow. However, we said, let's say the guy will move the keli closer to the arrow, or he'll blow the arrow to go move the arrow quicker, whatever it is. But ultimately, the hezek was the exact same hezek that the first guy did, then even Taisus would be moida that you pot. And that's mikla kalya. The anus was on the money, and all I did is I brought the money closer to the anus. That's all I did. So mamela, it's mikla kalya. I didn't contribute any new hezek. That whole hezek already happened from the first guy. And even Taisus would be moida that you pot. Well, that's basically what this case is. So when you sent the anus, and then the second guy sent the anus, the second guy is sending the exact same anus. So he's doing nothing. There's no Tosefes Hezek that the second guy did that the first guy didn't do. The exact same anus, the exact same Maisa Hezek. Memeilo, the second guy is going to be Potter. And it's very mishmashma like that. That's why the Maram puts the two halakas together. Marba B'chavila and this, because it's the same lamdas. In the Maram's world, the Marba B'chavila is the same thing. That the whole Hezek came from the first guy, the second guy didn't do anything. Memeilo is going to be Potter. And we'll be a shtickle all right to that pshat that we said before.
If you have this story that you said before that, the person can say, so why can't the first guy say, why can't the first guy kind of...
Not with an anus. Not with an anus. If a guy owes money, we talked about we're stamp owing money, whatever. But now when you're talking about an anus who's trying to be mice you, we have a chazak, he's for sure going to be mice you, and you're not going to be able to save yourself anyway. The mice is, let me just be mice or something. If you recall then when we talked about Mikla Kalya, we're tumbling back and forth to the Mechaber says a lashon and he was nenas. It means the anus was on the money. He was right there. And then you were, the anus also forced you to pick up the money and give it over. And we said it's mikla kalya nipata. And the Chazanich makes a diak. Vice says only if you be nenas to do that extra maisa, nisav and nisav beidayim, will you be pata. But without an oinus, if the anus will be right there and you decide to be a good Samaritan and pick it up and give it to the anus, then you would be chayv. It's only if the anus forced you on that second step as well. And we want to know what's going on. And we had a pshat that maybe you only need the oinus to show you that the anus is so serious. Different pshatim in that idea. But here you see it, the Maram used the svar over here, and here the second guy wasn't nenas. So it's a mamash afush araya from the Maram that the svar of Mikla Kalya is an independent svar. It works even without the second guy being nenas. And it'll be a right to what we said there, not like the Chazan Shlokoya, but you don't need to be nenas to invoke this het of Mikla Kalya. It's once the anus is on the money, and all you did is carry that oinus through, nothing new, there's no schatches of a hezek, then you're going to be part of your maisa.
Why did you use a lashon then over there, Nana?
Or why is it? We said over only there, maybe only there, was only to show you that the guy was so serious, because if he wouldn't have been ma'anis you, then it would have been saved. We had a few eights out, but not because you really need that element. The chazanish sounds like you need a nanas, you see from this maram, not like that. And Be'etzim, the Mashmois of the Ramah, going back to the other thing, Mashmois of the Ramah is it doesn't say what specific money it was. It means over there we had a concept, Mikla Kalya was on this money. He's about to take the tape recorder. And you go ahead and you give him the tape recorder. That tape recorder is a done deal. Over here, when the Ramah brings it down and says that the first guy was Moisa and the second guy was Moisa, doesn't say Moisa on which money. Maybe it was Moisa that they just levied criminal charges against the guy. Said the guy killed somebody, he tattletailed against him that he's tax evasion, whatever it is. It doesn't show which money that the Nimsar ultimately lost was part of the Maisa. Yeah, I didn't direct the government or the Tsar, take that dollar, right? It just get him because he's doing something terrible and he throw the book at him and penalize him and hit him and we'll do whatever you can to get him. It was a more general, broad Maisa Mesira. And nevertheless, the Maram invokes this concept of Mikla Kalya because that person, that Maisa Mesir was already done. The first guy already tattled on the government to get the guy, so the second guy wasn't Maisa of anything. Whatever would have happened and whatever did happen, happened all from the first guy. What I'm going to bring this out for is because had the Svar been like the Granat over there, the Miklakaya was, that it's Idol, it's already Hefka, because it's a done deal and it's Hefka, that only works if you tell me Miklakaya on a specific item. So that Hefka is like gone. It's not safe. It's, you can't save it. So Mamela, it's gone, it's already Hefka. But over here, where it's not on a specific item, you can't say the Lamdas, it's already Hefka. And yet you see that we still have the concept of Miklakaya. All right, it's a... Yeah. All right. Anyway, but what we see from here is again the Rama says the kozman shalniftim mizir hashena hanezek ba migrama rishon already came from the grama rishon. It was there from the grama rishon. The second guy didn't do anything. The Rama's maizif. This is all from the Maram. However, this extra shtick is not from Maram. Even if there was no previous maizim mizira, just whatever terrible thing that this nimsa did, that you have a good juicy piece of information to be meisa him, he did it in front of Goyim. He did it in front of the Sar, Ananas, whatever it is. So you know that the Sar is going to know about it anyway. Look in the Sma, Rasulayman, Sukan Chafei, Imra, Sar Meyatma, if the Sar himself saw, or Akim Ra'uhu, or the Goy saw, the Oz Mistama Yagidu La Sar Masharosh, Osa Ruvain, you have a Chazak, if a Goy saw you're doing something terrible, he's Zicha going to snitch on the guy and tell it to the Sar, Kagoyin Shehikal Shimin. He saw him beat up Shimon. So he sees the guy did something terrible. You know, if Reuven beat up Shimon, he hit Shimon in front of a guy, you know for sure the guy's going to tattletale on him already. So Avshalok Levi v'igid l'sara Reuven is part of Levi the b'loy ha-gadosoy v'ade yivoda l'sara yidei Yaakov. The same thing. You don't need Reuven to ready to be the Maisa Rishon. Even if it was done in front of a guy already, you have a chazaka, the Sarah of Zicha know about it, and it's already a done deal. Now the Grider, when the Sma quoted over, he says in two cases, Imra Hasar Me Atzmoi or Akim Ruhu and Hu Dalzecha Yagidu Lasar. The Lashon Rama is Ra Anis or Akim She Yagidu Lasar. So I guess he's learning the Anis is the Sar. If you look at the Chuvus Marival, it's Masha a little different. Marival is Masha, the Sar is the Sar who's doing the terrible thing. But in the audience, it was an Anis, someone who was known to always tattle on Yidin. And then it was Stam Goyim. So he says, first of all, Yena, I forgot the guy's name, Yena Goy was there. So he's Zicha going to get the guy. And even if he won't be there, Stam, since he did it in front of Goyim, everyone knows Stam Goyim, Smechim Le'ed, the Chokim Kishol Rav, they love to snitch on Yidin. They, the Mamish, they feast on this. This is what they enjoy, to get Yidin in trouble, so you know for sure that it's going to be Yevod Ola Asar. It's slightly different touch, but either way, it's the same concept. The concept is even if no one did the Maisa Mesira yet, it's just you know for sure that the guy with Zicha know about it, he with Zicha find out about it, that's already enough to pata you when you go and Maisa him. It's a mamish, a major chiddush. And Be'etzim, this needs a beer. What's going on? We till now we said the pshat was, because it's like Marba B'chavila, everything was done, or it's a Mikla Kalya, it's already done. Everything is on the way, it's already been burned. What happens if Marba B'chavila, you didn't light the fire yet, but you're planning on lighting a fire. And I beat you to it, and I light the fire and I burn down Levi's field. You're going to tell me I'm potter because Reuven was going to burn it down anyway? Rather not. No such thing. Marba B'chavila means if the fire is already on the way, and then I go ahead and I add to the fire, so my adding is insignificant, it doesn't count because Reuven's fire already did it, because it's already on the way. So Bishloimah in the first case where Reuven already snitched on him. So Shimon snitching did nothing because Reuven, whatever happened at the end, ultimately happened from Reuven snitching. It's like Marba B'chavila, everything was a done deal. But here already we're tying that Shimon is part of why? Because since the mice happened in front of the guy, and the guy would have, could have, and should have told the Tsar what happened, and he will, Yet Hashem, give him a few more days, he'll tell the Tsar. And you chapped the rein and you told the Tsar first, and you got him in trouble, all of a sudden you're part of because it would have happened. You're talking, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't. And if you look at Marival, this is coming from Marival, you look up the Chuvis, he quotes this Chuvis Maram, talks about Marba V'chivila, I don't know how that stems. And then at the end he says, another Svara, maybe he's really relying on this Svara, because really this doesn't, this halak and this beer, I saw already Achrenim blive shrey on this halak, what's going on. But if you look at Marival, he says at the end, he says, since the chiv of Moisa to pay is really only a knas, it's not Medina, I don't know how he knew that. It could be as a machlokes. It's not a simple garmi. It's only a knas dika garmi. The Me'ela, he holds that they never enacted such a knas in such a case where anyway that hezek would have come about anyway. They only did it if he was the total and sole cause of the hezek. But if that hezek would have come about anyway, they didn't enact such a chiyuv of gami by moisa. It's interesting, like we was makarta such a vart. And then Ramad just brings it down. It's a pella, I mean, it's such a chiddish din that Ramad brings it down to pata the second guy. I don't know. But anyway, but that's l'chayah, it's the only pshat I have to shtim it to Mamber Chavila, that previous halacha, l'chayah doesn't work out so well. All right. Now let's go on. This is a very sadistic thing. Yesh oimrim. The mice said the Ramad's brought down. I don't have a chaylik on the Ramad, other than it's a pella. I like the first part is very geschmack. If there already was a ma'isa mesira done, so then it's like marbe b'kavila. But the second part in the Kanami, because he would have done it, we know for sure it's a chazaka, would have been done. Need some help here. All right. Now, if you look in the shach, you should already say the shach here. The shach in Sifkat Mem Gimel, the lashon Ramah is the chazman shalunifta mem mesira harishayna. We know that the nezek came migram harishin. The shach goes on. It's vita from the Maram. Vim yesh safek bedava im nifta mimesiro harishaina. If it is safek, if he was nifta mimesiro harishaina, mesveko loy mefkinu mamoino, and vita the achrim potter, kena vichus Maram sham. Not only do we say that the second guy is potter, if we know, we could assume that the first guy caused the whole hezek, but even if you have a safek, if the first guy caused the whole hezek, maybe his mesira already was over with. The story was maybe the judge already passed him what he had to mitzah, the first mesira, and you came along and made another mesira. But maybe whatever hezek could have come out would have come out also because of the first guy alone. That's already enough. That suffix is already enough to pater the second guy. It's already a chiddush. The first guy is going to be pater l'chayr also. Because it's a Zavik, so it's a Mitzvah L'Rei. You can't get the first guy, and you won't be able to get the second guy. Pashas, that should be the halacha. However, that's not how the Ksais understood the Shach. The Ksais understood the Shach that he just means that the second guy is Potter, but the first guy will be Chayiv. And the Ksais jumps on the Shach on both accounts. First of all, he has Raya's. I don't want to go into it, but in Shimpei Gimel, Shreya Halacha, but when you have Shnaim Sheziku B'Vazachas, and you're not sure who is Mazik, we don't say Moitz Mekvel of Araya, but we say that they both have to pay Chatzi. That's the halacha. My Melo Zaktik Tzoy is, Vivayt Yom Mesupik, if the second guy did the Hezek or not, why are we saying Moitz Mekvel of Araya and the second guy is Potter, which should say that they both should from the Hezek and they both should have to pay. That's his first kasha. And the second kasha is on this day, that's Masha, Achrim Potter, and the Rishon is Chayiv. He said, how could that be? Vivayt Yav Esafik, so you have Esafik, it should be the first guy should also be Potter.
Now, I was going to ask you about Garmi, though, does this din of Suffolk
Army,
are you by a case of
Suffolk? I don't know, it should be like a regular din of Suffolk Mazik. Suffolk Mazik also Potter, but when you Mazik Beshutta, so you like sort of a Vadim Mazik, just don't know who did it, but we know for sure the Hezek came from Shneim, so then there's a halakha. That halakha, you should know, also needs to be in Shimpei Gimel, the Tzayis, yes, on that halakha. Why is the Shneim Hezek of Yomasupik, why do we say that they both have to pay? He brings the right from the Gemara, but still needs a beard. That kind of mucho over there, weird is halacha.
What if the first guy comes and the judge, you know, the Shah says, nah, it's one guy, you know, then they get the second.
And he's a mak of a patish.
Right.
So maybe it's like. So then Lechayit Shnaim Shezikah Bevazakat. It's Zeinu Yaakov, Zeinu Yaakov, but together they went and they were Mazakim Lechayit B'chayi Gavno. It should be Chayiv.
I
seem to
remember learning Gemara about when there's a Hezek by Behemoth, when there's a Suffolk, which Behemoth it is.
That's Baba Kam, but over here by Adam Amazik, I told you the Ktzaitz already blives on that halacha, it's a right from the Gemara, but then Beer needs help. Okay, but
it would be 3/4 and 1/4.
Why? Because he's a Vadi in his Suffolk. Okay, you mean like Baba Kam type of concepts, I hear. All right. They asked that type over there by Shimpei Gimel. The ratio doesn't work out over there either. Okay, but fine. Let's move on. Let's hop around this end of the Ramah. I was hoping to do Sif Ches tonight. I read in Miyash on that, but at least Sif Zayin, this last halacha is very, very sadistic. Yesh Oimrim, and it's halacha lamaisa. Yesh Oimrim, the Adam, Hamukah Mecheveroi, someone who's being beaten up. I'm not sure if it's present or past tense. You'll see in a second. He's allowed to file charges. He's allowed to call the police. He's allowed to get goyim involved. Even if he's causing the maka a great hezek, more than his kedin, he's allowed to do it if he's being beaten up. What's pshat in this halacha? So in the brackets it says Mordechai Marivayel, Chuvis Maimini, Maram Marisberg. If you look up this halakha in those Yishayinim, in the Kadmainim, you see that the halakha is far from Pashit. And the case was, with numerous Tanoim, why the Ramah left it out here, I'm not sure. But the case was that the guy was already beaten up. He's not trying to self-defense. He was already beaten up. And is he angry at the guy? Boy, does he want to fix this Mazik's wagon. He wants to mamish get him back. Mamish, he wants to do nekama. And he's mamish because he calls the police on him or he sticks a guy on him and he gets him back. And there the tshuvis say that even though you're not allowed to do that and you're a moisa, but ein odem nitfas b'shas tzarai, a person can't be held accountable when he's so bitzar. And a mela, since he did such a thing, b'shas tzarai, we won't give him a full din moisa. And that was a takonis akihilis. It wasn't minadin. Minadin, we should hit him with the full book. He's a moisa mamish. But a takonis akihilis war, we won't give him a full din moisa. The tshuvis maram said, but avadi has to pay. We won't give him a full din maisa. Another chief Miram says, could be maybe the Takonis Akili says, it doesn't know why, but maybe the Takonis Akili would pat you from paying as well, because maybe the Takonis was to teach the Makkah a lesson not to go around to be Makkah. It means if he would ask us, could you call the police? Avat? Not yet, it's a maisa mazira. But if he already got clap, he already was called the police on the Makkah, we're not going to stand to help out this Makkah. Takonis Akilis don't help out Makkahs because they should learn the lesson not to do it again. And maybe the Takoni went as Zayvayit even to part him from money. The Jews of Miram was Masupik, how far the Takoni went. Good. So let's say, and other Marival held that the Takoni went even to part him from money. But it's not a blank check. In fact, not only that, it's not a heter altogether. It's if the guy did something, shaloi kedin, he couldn't help himself, he was b'shas tzarai, we ended up not giving him a din mois, and we also ended up patering him from what? From even his chiv l'shalim. But the Lashon HaMa is, yochel leilich likbal of ne'akam l'chatchili, he could do it, that we do not see from these tshuvis. Oh, that's a shock, because that's not, in these makayis that the Ramah brings down, I'm not sure if it's the Ramah's makayis, but whoever's makayis, when Andaki Mosharach brings down these makayis. And those makayis over there is talking about, they're trying to take Nekoma. And then the Chuvis Ramah and Simon Pei Ches brings down this halacha, and he says also, it's only Bishan Zamoy, but if he calmed down, if it's 3 hours later or a day later, whatever takes to get him to calm down, he won't have this heta. Then Avada will be a Maisa. And there's only heta on this guy. It's not going to be a heta for somebody else to do because someone else doesn't have the Shazama, unless it's his wife or whatever, his kids who want to take revenge. But if it's a fremda, you know, and he's trying to help out, you're not Bekas. So you won't have this Ptur, certainly not a heta. And the Ramah, Chus Ramah says, only in a case where there's no Bezin Be'ir. So he had no avenue to go be Koivel in front of a Bezin. So his only avenue was in front of a Koyis. And it only is talking about where it was Yedua Be'edim that he was Makim. If it was not Yedua Be'edim, you're not going to say, be able to say later on, oh, he hit me, and therefore I did all this, because L'shakas Chai L'cha Barya. There's so many Tnoim over here, which Ramah in Chuvis has, and other Paiskim have, yet the Ramah leaves out over here. I don't know. To Shver Ramah, but certainly not Lachachia. Even the Goyin, when he brings it down, he says, Blaib Shver, and he says, it's only, even if you hold like the Ramah and the Goyin in Memvav, he says, what do you see? You can go to Akam, it's only Bedin Israel. And he says, even, yeah, it's only Dafke B'yev Shal Hatzah B'ni Nacher, but if you can be Hatzah B'ni Nacher, Avad, you won't have this Heta. What's going on? All right. But Lagabe your Shaila, maybe it's talking about self defense, that is the Shach. If you look in the Shach, and Sivkat Memhei, he says, Kosev Vedaki Moisha, Vizelo Shoinu, Vichen Kosev Maram Mirisberg, Vikosev, Timrogul Hakus Habriois, Mutu Lakatsitz Yodoy Aide Akoim, Oy Lahafsit Mamoinoi, Oy Lahatsu Bechet Meyavorov. Yolado. If you have a person who's rogel akas, so you know he's doing it today, you know he's going to do it again tomorrow, he beats up on people, then you're allowed to chop off his hand, you'll have the mafsid mamoinai, whatever it takes, you're allowed to do to stop him, because this is the right This is like self-defense. This is for the future. You're worried to prevent this in the future. There's all the Daki Moshe talking. Even a Moshe Gom is only also, it's still also labid mamoine. The Daki Moshe argues with the Jews of Maram Yisrael. You want to cut off his hand, that's one thing. If you want to be mafsed his money, the halacha is that even a Moshe, you're not allowed to be mafsed his money. It also allowed the imam and be a dime. It says later on, by Moshe, you don't have, you have a heta to kill him, but you don't have a heta to be mafsed his money, because why should his kids lose a Yerusha? He'll die, but the kids will be Zechiyush, his kids could be tzaddikim. So you want to kill him, fine. But if you be mafsed his money, you're hurting dairies here. That you're not allowed to do. So the imam said,
so the only breadwinner of the family is also mazik the kids.
He has no right to live. He has no right to exist. He did a Maisa riches of Maisa. He doesn't have a right to live. We can kill him. But we don't have a right to take away his money. Akan Loshen Daki Moshe. V'lo yiradati leisev das harav, dezel Loshen Maram Rizberg, mitzvah l'chol odum lahagid l'shefet ployni hika ployni, v'oid hochum bekasam tas akach shalo yesev oy. Because you see that there's still these makim are wild, the vilde chevra, and they're going to still do it. Shalo yesev oy, v'myala l'shefet olov, v'yika kol ha-shaloi pata magid dum lavkein, ein l'chol Adam matzos chaver miad mekeo vadim yochol atzil bech mevar yasek rav huna de katz yado oy shem is masubek shem yese toiv shiagad leshefet v'yafsed mamoin melechasrei echad mevarav v'ha rafya masubek, which is better, to cut off a hand or to make him lose his money? He's not sure which is better. All right. Vim Kane zokte shach on the daki moshes kasha lekoshem imoisa. The haka lahatzilu ba v'yef shalatzilu umloishi yagad leshayfet vayidei kachu mafsed mamon upshita demichaylum lahatzila nimsa yidei shayafsed amoisa mamon deshari umitzvahu v'oid the mamon moisa dafka lavda biyarasa av lahafsed adei garmi is motas. He has two terutzim. In first of all, this is self defense for the future, which you have a heta even to be mafsed mamon, and the second terutz is you're allowed to be mafsed mamon adei garmi. You only now allowed to be mafsed or Moses' mom and be a dime. There's a lot of radio. I ran out of time. There's a lot of radio to understand what's going on in Maram Rizek and Talochel and Meis and Negea. We're going to have to do it next time, Belin Neda. But one thing is you see over here that not only you're allowed to do it, but mitzvah chol adam lahagid l'shefet, everyone's allowed to do it. And the Chavetz Chaim is what's going on. You're not allowed to say an edus, an ed echad, even if someone is an ed echad. You're not allowed to say an ed edus if gebayt on your edus are going to act upon it. Yosem in a din of an eid echad. Here you're going to snitch and tell the gsar. The gsar is going to levy criminal charges and get this guy. Or from your eidus of an eid echad, which is yosem in a din, because min a din you need two eidim. And we know a klal gadol you never let her do that. So why over here is it muta? And the Chavetz Chaim says in klal yud sif beis, he says here it's different because this is for self defense for the future, and it's not just mumin, it's for guf. So he says, shelo both, I'm not sure. Mamela, that's why it's muta. Believe that the next time I should go more bariches.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.